What's occurring?
Three situations. You tell me what happens next. It's our daily quiz.
Oh. What's occurring?
And today's special celebrity player is Nihal.
Hello. Use the word loosely, obviously. Yeah. In its broadest definition possible. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in to play our game again.
All good, all good.
Last time I saw you, your dog weed itself in my flat. Didn't really, but...
No, Chappers weed himself in your flat when he saw the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be playing up against Becky today.
Yeah.
I was beaten by Zane on Monday and Colin yesterday, so please be nice today.
Yeah. Good luck, everybody.
What's occurring?
You know my new perfume? We were talking about this the other day. I was saying that I would quite like to have a fragrance. And somebody, I don't know who, has, one of our listeners, has sent in what they think should be my new fragrance. Now, Nihal, if you'd like to open that there, and the one that doesn't speak will pass it to you. What does it look like to you? What colour?
It looks like someone who's drank a lot of water and then had to... empty their bowels.
Their bowels?
Bladder.
Bladder, there you go, yes. I'm one of the few Asians who's not a doctor. So there you go. I don't have any. My mum was a nurse, though, for any. But I still don't know the difference in bowels and bladder. So there you go, thank you.
You conjured up.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the
bowels
at all.
Hello, if you're eating your tea.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So open that up and have a little sniff and tell me what you think it smells like.
Whoa. Someone who's drank a lot of coffee and then emptied their...
It does smell like wee.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Sorry.
So thanks to whoever sent that in. We think we just... Maybe they just weed in a bottle and sent it in.
Thanks for handing that to me, man who speaks snot.
Here's my question to you. We went onto the streets of Great Britain with my new fragrance. We spoke to 7 people. Out of those 7... How many of them would think what we think, that my new fragrance does smell of wee-wee? Becky.
7, it's gross.
It is unpleasant. Nihal?
5.
Okay, you're saying 5. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the lovely people of Great Britain smelling my new perfume. This is my new perfume, my new fragrance. Will you just have a sniff and tell me what you think? Be honest, I can take it.
Urea.
Oh my god.
What is it you're making her smell?
It's my new perfume.
Wee.
It's a new fragrance, okay, my new fragrance. Have a sniff and tell me what you think.
Yeah, wee.
You wouldn't buy this, though?
No.
Take a good sniff and let me know what you think.
Right.
Be honest.
Okay, yep. Oh, yeah, no, that does smell kind of like wee. I wouldn't say it was very nice. No, no.
What do you think?
Ah, oh, smells like wee.
Smell it and tell me what you think.
Wee.
It's my new perfume. Just smell it and tell me what you think it smells of.
Flowers.
Would you buy it?
No, it's too flowery.
Would you buy it?
In that bottle?
No.
No, if it was neatly packaged.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
She would buy it. If it was in a nice bottle. How many was that one that doesn't speak? 6.
Oh, what happens now?
Who do you like the best?
Nihal.
Okay.
Nihal wins.
Oh!
Yes!
What's the kidding?
He's a guest, you can't not give him the point.
Yeah, come on, sorry, right. Becky.
Next one. Don't spray it on you, I wouldn't.
Oh,
No! I think the one that doesn't speak just sprayed it on his arms and then put it around his neck.
Not going to get lucky tonight.
Yep. Just as well he's married. You know James Bond?
I'm aware of his work.
Now, yesterday we were talking about the fact that in the new film, James Bond only has it off a couple of times. And normally he's right at it all the time, isn't he?
Absolutely.
But he doesn't have it off much at all. And when we discovered that we quite like the phrase, having it off, and we've kind of brought it back...
It's old school, but it's
I like it. Yeah, it's really good. But here's my question to you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
As we get ready for the new James Bond film. I've got a copy of Tomorrow Never Dies here. It's got Pierce Brosnan in it. Have you seen this one, Becky?
Nope.
Nope. You haven't seen any of them. You've not seen one James Bond film.
What? What have you been doing?
Don't,
have you seen Star Wars?
She's a bit embarrassed about it. No.
Lord of the Rings.
She is looking... No, I don't care about that either. She is looking forward to Beverly Hills Chihuahua when that comes out next year.
That's a big look. It'll be robbed of an Oscar if that doesn't win an Oscar, quite frankly.
Here's my question to you. In Tomorrow Never Dies, how many times does James Bond have it off?
Okay, I would think about 6 times. He has it off 6 times. Does that include in snogs, or is this full on having it off?
I think it's all, any kind of sexy time, fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're saying 6?
Oh, 7, sorry. Can I just up it a bit? Because if it includes snogs, then...
All right, 7.
Yeah.
Becky?
How long are the films? About an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know, 60?
6.
Whoa! Okay. Was it sponsored by Viagra?
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Not that kind of a film. Here's James Bond in Tomorrow Never Dies, having it off.
Oh, Moneypenny. I'm just up here at Oxford, brushing up on a little Danish.
Jeg vil våge at påstå, at I er et rent naturtalent.
They're looking for us, James.
Let's stay undercover.
She's a mean squad.
You always were a cunning linguist, James.
Blimey. 5.
Nahal wins again.
Yeah.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know Bruce Forsyth?
Yes. I'm aware of his moves.
How many times has he had it off? No.
Phil.
Now, I called up Bruce Forsyth earlier. Oh, here comes Zane Lowe now. Hi, Zane.
Just a bit concerned that this guy's doing better than me.
No, he's got one more to go yet.
I was really embarrassed, you know. I know I pretended I was worried about the podcast, but I'm quite protective of my little run on this segment.
Okay, we need to get a leaderboard or something.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone's doing it. Everyone's getting leaderboards.
So competitive, bro.
Just with you, Ben.
Bye, Zane. Let's hope he doesn't win this one, eh?
Amazing Eminem interview, by the way. Big.
Okay, right. Bruce Forsyth. I called him up, not the real one. The one in America. In fact, I got a bit carried away. I called 3 Bruce Forsyths.
Okay.
And here's my question to you. How many of the Bruces I called, that's 3, would do a typical Brucey catchphrase? For instance...
Nice to see you, nice.
Wow, that was him, right? Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nahal?
Sorry, are these Bruce Forsyths that live in the UK?
They're Bruce Forsyth's of America.
Oh, of that place, America.
Yeah.
Then none of them.
None.
Yeah.
Okay. Becky?
I'm going to say 1.
Just 1. All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling 3 people called Bruce Forsyth.
Hello.
Hello, is that Bruce Forsyth?
Yes,
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
You're right.
What can I help you with?
I just wanted to say hello, Bruce. I can't believe it's you.
Who's this calling?
My name's Scott. I'm calling from London, England.
Now, where did you know me from?
I recognise your voice now. Do your phrase, you know, nice to see you.
I see.
No, that's not it, Bruce.
Hello, this is Bruce Forsyth, and you've reached my voicemail. I'm sorry I'm away. Please leave your name, telephone number, and message, and I'll get back to you as I'm able. Thanks for using my voicemail.
Nice to see you, to see you.
To re-record your message, press 2.
No, that's not it, lady. Hello, can I speak to Bruce Forsyth, please?
This is he.
All right, Bruce, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm with somebody right now. What can I do for you?
I found your number, and I just thought I'd give it a call, and I'm thinking, oh, it won't be Bruce Forsyth. But I mean, it is Bruce Forsyth. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
It's really nice to speak to you. I've been a fan for a long time.
You've been what?
I've been a fan for a long, long time. I just wanted
fan?
To, yeah.
Of who?
Of you, Bruce.
Of me.
Do that thing you do, that.
I really don't have time to talk.
Just do that for me.
Thank you. Bye.
Nice to see you. Oh, bye. Yeah! Oh, yes!
3 out of 3,
Zane Lowe's going to be... Oh, he's shouting in my ears. Zane Lowe's shouting in my ears now going, no!
3 out of 3, baby.
I never knew he was so competitive.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you for coming in today. That was Nahal on Oh, What's Occurring? It's just after 5.45 on Radio 1. And here's Newsbeat with Anna Lee.
Digital.
FM.
Online. This is Radio 1.